As we've reported, Alaska Republicans had a good night Tuesday. The GOP kept its majority in the state Senate, it flipped at least two seats in the state House, and it took back the governor's office. House members and senators are holding meetings this week to organize new caucuses leading each chamber. But as Nat Herz with Alaska's Energy Desk reports, it won't necessarily be smooth sailing even if the Alaska Capitol ends up under one-party control.
Alaska House Republicans were pretty excited Wednesday. They were announcing the end of their 2 years of being relegated to the minority by a largely Democratic coalition. Assuming Bart Lebon of Fairbanks holds on to a 79-vote lead after absentee ballots are counted, the GOP says it will have a 21-19 majority in the chamber.
Well, thanks so much for being here today.
That's Representative Dave Tallarico of Healy, who Republicans say will be the new speaker when the House reconvenes in January. The buoyant mood at the news conference was punctured, though, once reporters started asking questions about the new Republican majority structure and goals. Here's Tallarico when he was asked to explain the group's organizing principles.
Well, we're actually working on those right now. We have our work cut out for us for sure to put that together.
Tallarico ultimately arrived at controlling spending and having a sustainable budget as two of his caucus's priorities. But here's the thing. While GOP members share the same party label, they don't always have the same vision for state government. Take the permanent fund, for example. Mike Dunleavy, the Republican just elected governor, wants the state to write $6,000 checks to each Alaskan to cover next year's dividend and the amount dividends were reduced in the past 3 years. But Anchorage Representative Lance Pruitt, who Republicans say will co-chair the House Finance Committee next year, isn't so sure about that. He spoke at an election night party downtown.
I think that one's a little bit complex and probably pretty challenging. But you know what? He gets to propose that, and we get to analyze whether or not that we see that's something that can happen.
There are also ideological divides within Pruitt's own group of House Republicans. One of the most conservative GOP members, Wasilla Representative David Eastman, has frustrated some of his Republican colleagues by staking out uncompromising far-right positions on the budget and social issues. So much so that another Republican House member, Gary Knopp of Kenai, says he's not sure whether Eastman will fit into a GOP caucus or whether Eastman wants to be part of one.
You know, I like Rep. Eastman. He's a very, very smart man. He just needs to tone it down and work with the others and quit attacking them. It's kind of unfortunate because he's probably one of the brightest individuals. When I watch the work that he does and I read what he does, I got a lot of admiration for that, but I have any admiration for his approach.
At Wednesday's news conference, Republicans said Eastman will be part of their new House majority. But he wasn't in the room, and he didn't respond to a call or text message to confirm his membership. Without Eastman, the new Republican majority would have just 20 seats in the 40-member House, which isn't a majority at all. Internal divisions within a majority caucus in the legislature are nothing new. It's normal when you're trying to get more than 20 people to agree on subjects as complicated and polarizing as permanent fund dividends and fixing a budget deficit. What's different this year is that the Capitol could be under one-party leadership, setting up higher expectations for Republicans to produce results. But Pruitt, the Anchorage Republican representative, says debate and dissent are a welcome part of the legislative process.
I think that's what I love about being a part of the caucus that I'm a part of, is we will come to an agreement in the end that will work through and look through all the concerns that they come from whatever direction and whatever, you know, walk of life people are bringing to the table. So we'll see. But in the end, I think we'll get something done, and I think we're going to do it in a timely manner, too.
In a prepared statement Wednesday, the current Democratic House Speaker, Bryce Edgman, says it's premature for the GOP to focus on its new organization, given that absentee ballots haven't been counted in at least one close race. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.